Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about The Chosen Ranch, the executive director there, Frank DiMercurio. How are you, Frank?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, well, I know we have talked in the past. We were just talking at one of our road trips for my town. We were up in Harrisville, and we were talking a little bit then about The Chosen Ranch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk for anybody who didn't hear that or doesn't know anything about The Chosen Ranch. Tell us a little bit about what that's all about up in, Alcona County, right?
It's in Alcona County. We service five counties, but we're located in Alcona County, just 5 miles north of 72, of the city of Harrisville.
Sure.
On Beaton Road. And we're a home for we're a Christian home for children that need a second chance.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the children today have been dropped through the cracks of society, and we're a little bit different than foster care. A lot of people get us confused with foster care, and we're not.
Oh, okay.
The purpose of foster care is to reunite the children with their parents
after
the parents have gotten their stuff together. And these kids, that ship has sailed for them, mostly the ones that live with us.
All right.
And we take them in, we become their guardians, and we raise them.
Wow. All right. Now, it's called The Chosen Ranch for a specific reason. Is it a ranch? Is it, do they work when they're out there? What is what do they do when they come out to The Chosen Ranch?
The Chosen Ranch is, we purchased this property a few years ago. It's a 160-acre parcel. It has beautiful home on it, a carriage barn. We have horses, donkeys, cows, chickens.
Okay.
And the kids get the whole outdoor ranch experience. And it's there's a method to the madness. You know, each one of the animals aren't there just to be there.
Right.
Several of the kids that have experienced trauma, they have a hard time bonding with another adult or human being, period. But research has found that they will bond with an animal, especially the horses.
Really?
So we have women out there that work with the girls, and they bond with these horses, and then they'll start trusting the caregivers again, and we build bridges this way.
Wow. Now, you said a few years ago, how long has the ranch been there?
Well, we've owned this property for 2.5 years.
Okay.
We've been in operation. This is going to be our fourth summer. We have three legs to our program. One is the residential program where the kids actually live with us. Another aspect of it is we reach out to the community, and we have kids come from all the way from Taos up to Alpena to our Thursday night program. And we hold that every week. We have a hot meal for the kids. We provide transportation through volunteer drivers, and the kids come there. They have the meal. We have a Bible study for about an hour, and then they have a chance to interact.
Yeah.
And the purpose of that is for them to understand that they're not alone.
Right.
And that's a healing.
It really
process.
Is. Now, the staff there, all trained professionally in stuff like this?
Absolutely not.
Oh, not?
We're absolutely clueless. We're just a bunch of good people that love the Lord and love people.
Okay.
And they're all volunteers, and we're just out there doing whatever we can.
And obviously it works.
And so far, so good.
You know,
we do a lot of praying, and we just surround these kids with love. That's the main thing, and that's the main missing ingredient
sure.
in their lives.
Wow, what a great idea. Now, there's an open house coming up for people who may want to learn a little bit more about what the Chosen Ranch is all about.
It sure is, and we try to have one at least annually.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be on June 24th, right there at the ranch, 4791 Beaton Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we have food there, big barbecue. We have entertainment. We have some of the kids will drive a hay wagon around for hay rides to show off their home.
Nice. Boy, it sounds like a great day. What time does it get started on? Now, that'll be a Saturday, June 24th. When does this get started?
We're getting started around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll go for how long it takes.
All right. And it's open to anyone. Everyone
absolutely.
And anyone who'd like to come out and see what the Chosen Ranch is all about.
The more the merrier. Bring your families, your children. We have games. We'll have the fire department out there with their fire trucks Nice. If it's warming up, we'll be shooting everybody up with the water.
There you go. Why not? Well, you brought in a beautiful color brochure. How would they learn more information? I know there's brochures. Do you have a website, Facebook page, things like that?
Yes, we have both. Both. It's thechosenranch.org, and you can get our website, and we're also on Facebook, our Facebook page. We're very involved with a lot of the churches from the area. We get all our funding from private donations, and we take no money from the state at all. So our basis has been from the very beginning is a Christian organization.
Wow.
And we're not involved with any denomination to speak of. We're just trying to get the kids established with knowing that they're not alone in life.
Wonderful idea. Great program. Come on out and see for yourself. The Chosen Ranch Open House, 3 p.m. Saturday, and that is June 24th. And again, just off U.S. 23 there, right? Just north of Harrisville.
Correct.
All right. The Chosen Ranch, Frank DiMercurio, who's the executive director. Frank, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get the chance to talk again in the near future.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.